WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Turnout for Tuesday's presidential primary election in Brazos County was more than twice the number who voted 4 years ago.
Voter turnout was more than 34,000 compared to almost 15,000 in 2012.
We weren't prepared for the numbers. We looked at 2012 numbers and based our equipment on what happened 4 years ago.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says they'll have more equipment for the general election in November. Two incumbent members of the Texas House representing Brazos County won primary elections. John Rainey won a third full term in District 14 with 68% of the vote.
I just think the difference is a long-time commitment to this community. I think I'm right on the issues. I've been on right on the issues all along.
Kyle Cassell defeated two opponents to win his third straight primary for the District 12 seat.
Standing at the Brazos Center today, being at Welburn, and then spending a lot of time at Aldersgate and seeing lines from lunchtime on it makes you feel good to be an American, made you feel good to be a Texan.
Also defeating two primary opponents was Congressman Bill Foyers, who received more than 70% of the vote.
This one was interesting because in this case you had people from your own party that were taking pot shots at you and distorting the truth, distorting your voting record. And I didn't like that very much. I mean, it's one thing, you know, the other party's always going to do that to you, but you don't expect it from your own team.
The closest race was Brazos County Commission Precinct 1, where College Station City Councilman and former College Station School Board member Steve Aldrich defeated Lloyd Wasserman by 228 votes. Aldrich will be joined by College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who won the Precinct 3 seat with 63% of the vote. And Sheriff Chris Kirk won a sixth term with nearly 90% of the vote. Interviews with the local winners and McQueen are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council held a special meeting this week, which ended with a unanimous vote to continue negotiations on the future of land in the Traditions development. Mayor Jason Mayinsky says during the next 90 days, three council members will discuss ideas with the Traditions Acquisition Partnership, which has the option of buying 50 acres for $1.
And at a maximum of 30 lots on that property, if they were to take it down today, then they still may do so. But with the 90-day extension, we can look at other options that might be beneficial to the city of Bryan and to TAP, you know, where we could possibly put more lots on the property, have more entrances into the property, and develop other parcels that the city has, which would put more on the tax rolls.
Background information given to the council includes the possibility of extending Club Drive from the entrance of Traditions Golf Course to the west and north, where it would intersect with Villa Maria. Ben Hardiman will chair the city's negotiating team. He's joined by Buppy Simank and Rafael Pena. Bryan Police has released photos showing those responsible for driving a stolen truck into the City Trend store on South Texas early Monday morning and taking a safe. Damage to the building is estimated at $25,000. You can see the photos online at WTAW.com. News time is 8:07. It's 51 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Join us Saturday, March 19th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for a kite flying contest. Register online today for prizes that will be awarded March 19th. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
8:08, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at Wiltons.com, Wiltons, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more.
High pressure is located over Arkansas this morning. It'll result in lots of sunshine for the region today. We'll find our temperatures between 70 and 75 this afternoon. High moves away tonight. We'll cloud up. It'll be breezy. May see a few showers overnight, 60. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, then clearing and warmer, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 50. Sunshine for Friday and warm, highs Friday, 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's just about 8:10. We want to prepare you for a birthday tomorrow, because if we wait till tomorrow, it might be too late for you to really be able to celebrate in the way that you would want.
Yeah, you'll have to get one of the standard sheet cakes
from the bakery. So today, go ahead and make the plans. Happy 75th birthday tomorrow to M&M's.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't know what I was talking about,
Had
huh?
no clue.
Forrest Mars invented the recipe for M&M's chocolate during the Spanish Civil War. Mars saw soldiers eating pieces of chocolate covered with a hard, sugary coating, the coating preventing the candy from melting in the hot sun. Mr. Mars received a patent for his manufacturing process on March the 3rd, 1941. And who can forget those 1970s M&M's man commercials?
I'm an M&M's plain chocolate center.
And I'm a roasted peanut.
And he's the M&M's candies man.
Who dunks M&M's?
Who dunks M&M's?
In chocolate, take a guess.
In chocolate, can you guess?
Who covers them in candy?
So there is no chocolate mess.
The M&M's man.
The M&M's man. The M&M's man. And he adds a lot of love to make it all taste good.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
There you go. First sold to the public in 1941, packaged in cardboard tubes, strangely enough. 1948, the packaging changed from the tube to the brown plastic pouch, pretty much that we know today. The letter M is printed on each candy with a vegetable dye. And that slogan, melts in your mouth, not in your hand, debuted in 1954. That was also the year that M&M's peanut candies were introduced. And the M&M's brand characters and famous slogan, the milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand, were all trademarked. Until 1975, every bag of plain M&M's contained brown, yellow, green, red, and...
orange.
Tan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yep, tan ones.
Tan ones.
I forgot.
They added the orange ones in 1976. And then, of course, we had that controversy about the red M&M's.
Because those would kill you.
Yep. They reintroduced them in 1987 after they got through that storm. The tan M&M's officially made their exit in 1995 when Mars allegedly decided it was unnecessary to have two shades of brown M&M's. So there you are.
Hmm.
Company left the choosing of the new replacement color, if you remember, to the public. And they chose between pink, purple, or blue. Yes, and of course, blue won.
Yeah.
You got to call.
Probably because of me. And some of my scout buddies, after our scout meetings, we'd go to a bank of payphones, dial 1-800 numbers, and vote for blue over and over and over.
And that's what it is. It was 1-800 fun color.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who's got that number now. We'll have to call that off the air.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because I mean, you never know. M&M's were taken along on the first space shuttle voyage in 1982. M&M's also part of the permanent space food exhibit at the Smithsonian Institute. There are over 400 million M&M's produced every day. M&M's are made all over the world, but in U.S. America, they are made in New Jersey and Tennessee. The M&M's in Waco makes, I believe, Starbursts and what's the chewy thing?
The Starbursts are pretty chewy.
Is that what it is? Okay, they do that.
A Laffy Taffy?
No. They something else. I'm not sure what it is. Skittles. They do Skittles up there, too.
You know what's fun?
Hmm.
April Fool's is coming up.
Okay, sure.
Take a bag of M&M's, a big one,
yeah,
and a bag of Skittles, a big one,
yeah,
and mix them together and leave it in the break room.
That'd be nasty. That's not nice.
You're going to do it, though, aren't you?
Yeah. But, you know, now they've gone off-brand as everything else. They're extending the brand and doing all sorts of different things out there.
Oh, sure.
I saw, I didn't buy. The ones I've bought and enjoyed are the pretzel M&M's.
They finally brought back the crispy ones. Those are pretty delicious.
And that's, again, that gives you just a different mouthfeel, obviously. But I think I saw some that are coconut, where the filling is coconut.
Maybe. So, I don't know that I've had those.
Anyway, it's but there you are. That's M&M. So happy 70th birthday to them tomorrow. So, again, that's why we wanted to let you know so that you could celebrate as you needed to. So now you can get a sheet cake that had M&M's on it. See, that'd work, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. 814, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Normally we chat with, by the way, first, you heard this morning that Congressman Flores is traveling back to D.C. today, so that's the reason he's not with us. And normally we visit with the mayor, but she was not available today. And so, anyhow. So, Chris Dyer's here. He's the CEO of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Doing good. It feels like spring.
It's so nice outside, and I guess it's going to be. We figured that winter's over. We hope, you know, the trees are going to be confused if they're not.
Right. So mine in my backyard are going crazy
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. You brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. I have Kathy from University Art Galleries, and at Texas A&M, and we have a really amazing world-class exhibit and a lot going on coming in from a very famous yet deceased poet writer. So it's just an amazing, I can't speak enough about it. It's awesome, and it's actually Shakespeare.
Okay. And well, Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so the secret is, who is this person?
Shakespeare, wow. William Shakespeare.
Now tell us how this collection came to be available to you.
Well, it was a national competition. The Folger Library in Washington, D.C. actually owns about 82 of the existing 200 and some folios. Now, the first folio is a 16th century printing of Shakespeare's plays. It was the first printing of all of his plays. A lot of the plays that we have today we would not have had this folio not been produced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Folger decided they wanted to do a national tour of the folio. So they had a competition, and it was going to go to one place in each of the 50 states, plus the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
And so Texas A&M put a bid in for it, and we were fortunate to be the place in Texas that you can come see Shakespeare's first folio.
Now, how will the folio be displayed?
It's in a very secure, alarmed pedestal.
Sure.
And it will be open to the page in Hamlet that says to be or not to be.
Oh, okay. So easily recognizable for anyone.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you'll have some ancillary things to go along with this. So what else will you have in there?
Oh, gosh. The best place for people to go to find out about what's going on is go to our website, lonestarfolio.tamu.edu. We are going to have lectures. We're going to have performances. You can see a film series on campus related to Shakespeare, some modern versions of Shakespeare that have been done in film. There's some things going on in downtown Bryan. There's a Shakespeare event going on. So everything for everybody.
Well, and now how long will it be here?
The folio will be on display at the Start Galleries in the MSC from March 8th through April 3rd. Now, we will be closed for the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of spring break.
Okay.
So don't come then.
Right.
But it's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6.
Is there admission charge?
It's free at the museum.
Wow.
Now, it's easy to get to. People off campus are like, oh, I don't know, Texas A&M is so hard to get around.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go down George Bush, turn right on Houston Street, go straight to the end of Houston Street. There's a parking garage there. Park there. You will have to pay for parking, and the building's right across the street.
Give us an idea of the best times and days. Your opinion.
My opinion? Weekends are good.
Okay.
There's not football going on right now,
right,
so it's
sure.
pretty easy to get on campus right. on the weekends.
Right. What was the thing that got the bid for A&M, in your opinion?
We have some world-renowned Shakespeare scholars here at Texas A&M. As a matter of fact, the opening lecture on March the 8th is Dr. Laura Estel in the English department. She is the editor of the World Shakespeare Bibliography.
Oh, okay.
So we've got lots of connections.
Yeah.
And we're also bringing in another world-renowned expert at the end of the exhibit, Dr. James Shapiro, who's from Columbia University. So it's quite a coup for us to get these world-renowned scholars to come and speak at A&M. But I think because A&M is such a huge campus, 50,000-plus students,
mm-hmm.
I thought they think we're centrally located in the state of Texas. It was a good draw for them.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a great coup to have, that's for sure. Again, what's the website if they want to find out more?
LoneStarFolio.tamu.edu.
Okay, thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You.
What else you have for us?
Well, obviously a lot going on, but again, don't let that parking to go see the arts and culture activities at Texas A&M, you know, scare you. $2. Last time I went up there is $2. Yeah, and I walked right across the street and saw some amazing stuff.
Sure.
We do have a lot going on. Saturday, March 5th, we have Red Wasp Film Festival out at Messina Hoff. You can get all that information at acbv.org. We have a lot of our local filmmakers, but we have filmmakers from all over the world. I believe we have one from Switzerland this year. So just really high quality stuff. A lot to do on the weekends. Come out to Messina Hoff and join us, and it's free.
Oh, good deal. Or if you want some more information, what's the website?
acbv.org.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's what we've got going on in the arts. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Oil giant Shell is being sued in London for the second time in 5 years over spills in Nigeria. Shell says it's at an early stage in reviewing the claims and that the case should be heard in Nigeria. Farmers and fishermen say spills since 1989 have meant they don't have clean drinking water, farmland, or rivers. Anadarko Petroleum plans to slash capital spending for 2016 by nearly half, joining a long list of energy companies reining in budgets to ride out the commodities downturn. Oprah is auctioning off some of her clothes to raise money for her Leadership Academy Foundation in South Africa. The talk show host and billionaire businesswoman has listed some of her famous and colorful ensembles for auction on eBay. Winfrey will auction over 250 items from her work closet as part of her preparation to shut down the famous Harpo Studios in Chicago, which housed her talk show for 25 years. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Better, packed with more power and delivering an exceptional cut. Nobody delivers more at a better price than Bad Boy Mowers. It's pure classic American muscle and industry-leading innovation, and it's making Bad Boy the fastest-growing zero-turn mower in America. 747 cc's, 60-inch cut, $49.99.
WC Tracker is having a huge Bad Boy Mowers sale on Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th. Come into their Bryan store, buy a Bad Boy Mower, and get a free Yeti cooler. That's right. Buy a Bad Boy mower and get a free Yeti cooler. Check out our Bryan store at 1960 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Remember, Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th, buy a Bad Boy mower and get a free Yeti cooler. Don't miss it. Be sure to come into the WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, Sealy, or Temple for our big Bad Boy mowers sale.
It's American-made power and strength at a better price. That's Bad Boy, baby. Mow with an attitude.
823, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I think we need to talk to Mr. Downs.
3 days in a row? What are you doing?
Well, we have a donut controversy.
You're setting precedent. No, starting a tradition.
Yeah, well, doing that. We have a donut controversy, I think. So,
what? There's none?
No.
Oh, Kevin says you owe him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so anyway, I was going to look him up in my phone to
see if I can find it. I can't. I don't remember what his direct number is.
Scott's already going back on campaign promises.
All right, here we go. Let's see. It says.
Making sure people can't record that and dial in later.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Smart man.
Try to do that anyway.
Your password's still password.
Yeah. No, tonight's 123 ABC.
This is Ben's office.
Well, good. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Now, I believe we had a little wager yesterday.
Incorrect, is it? No, that I don't recall anything about that.
Uh-huh. Now, here's the deal, is Kevin seemed to think that because I won, and I wasn't even close, and I still won.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Price is Right, closest without going over, that I was supposed to buy donuts for y'all, and that's not right.
Because you said winner buys.
Now, why would I do that? See, that's
well, I'm not sure exactly when you said winner.
Yeah.
We were unclear. The rules of the game were unclear, and I admit that the people of Texas surprised me.
Yeah, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I did not anticipate the outcome of the presidential primary being the way it was. Fine and dandy with it, not a problem, but I was surprised. So
well, again, but they weren't smart enough. They wasted their votes on people like John Kasich and
well, you know, the people of Brazos County voted for Bernie.
Hey, we are so proud.
I know.
We should be so proud of that. I would think that the Democrats are all getting together in a Volkswagen today. And
they're saying Brazos County.
Huh? Yeah. What? Free college tuition goes a long way here.
Yeah.
Isn't that where...
Yeah. Is that where Texas A&M is? That doesn't work. That doesn't work at all.
That's like Bernie carrying Brigham Young
or something,
man.
I believe we deserve a visit. I mean, I think he ought to make an appearance.
He ought to come here and just, you know, take a listening tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Through here, exactly. Something like that.
Well, that's good because I don't know if you heard this lady today said that Hillary's awesome. Did you hear her
in
the news?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that at the top of the hour news. I've got to replace the left front tire on my car from having heard that.
Well, but earlier this morning also we were talking about that, and we'd had some Hillary Chiclet who was saying that she was just perfect because she, I don't know, she was all about young people and women's rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you can maintain victimhood, you can do anything, and that's what I'm saying, buddy. Well, am I wrong?
No, you're not, but man. And that's the short version.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, anyway, okay.
I got to admit, I missed the whole Hillary barking thing. Yeah. I missed the event.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I heard you playing that, I said, what in the heck is that about?
Yeah.
And now I'm just stunned.
Yeah.
I remain shocked and stunned. But then again, shocked and stunned is sort of the key phrase for this presidential campaign. I was in D.C. last week, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's a new code word out there, and the code word is crazy. When people say, hey, it's been a crazy election cycle, hey, it's been a crazy year, all they want to do is talk about Trump and Bernie. That's what they want to talk about. That's the code.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just
speaking
saying
crazy.
You know, that's fine.
Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2.
That's stupid.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
Yes!
Always good. Always good.
It is what gets me through the day.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dazz. We'll have donuts tomorrow then, too, right?
On Friday.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you. Hey, at least I don't have to buy them.
I don't know that there was any confirmation one way or the
Mission
other.
Mission accomplished. I don't have to buy the stinking donuts.
He's pulling a Trump. He's just going to say it until it's true.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
A&M basketball played on the road last night at Auburn, Alabama, and won the game, final score of 81-63. The Aggies now are 12-5 in league play, tied for first place with Kentucky. A&M comes home on Saturday for a championship game against Vanderbilt. The Aggies could win it outright if Kentucky loses to LSU in Lexington on Saturday, or they'll have a co-championship with Kentucky. With a victory over Vanderbilt. That means A&M then would be the number one seed in Nashville at the SEC tournament coming up next week because they have the head-to-head win over Kentucky. Aggs get the win last night, 81-63, led in scoring by House, who had 19, Davis had 14, Jones had 16. Aggies out-rebounded Auburn 51-27. 81-63, the final. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Ready, set, go. Will your lawnmower get off the starting line that quick? If you're not sure, then it might be time to let the folks over at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment take a quick peek under the hood. Spring is around the corner and you want to be ready. Now is the time. Spring inspections on mowers start at $79. Inspections include tune-up kit, power wash, and more. Give those guys a call. Be ready to mow this season. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Kim Commando here with an update on Apple versus the FBI. With each passing day, as Americans learn more about what the government is trying to do, the tide of public opinion moves in favor of Apple. If you're still deciding which side you support, consider this. Just last Wednesday, FBI Director James Comey told Congress, and I'm quoting now, "The San Bernardino litigation is not about us trying to send a message or establish some precedent. It really isn't." But now, flash forward to yesterday. This time, Comey was under oath, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. This time, Comey had a different story. Yes, he said. The outcome of this case will set a legal precedent that will be used by the police and courts for years to come. I've said all along that the American people are being lied to by our government in this Apple case. Comey's backpedaling is another example. And by the way, speaking of government, exactly where is President Obama's leadership in this case? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Did you know that each time you use public Wi-Fi, shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank, you leave a trail of digital breadcrumbs? Thieves can use this digital information to steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, LifeLock has a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and be sure to use promo code KIM, that's K-I-M, to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards and More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Two members of the College Station City Council are moving to downtown Bryan to join the Brazos County Commission.
The closest Election Day margin was less than 2%, and Steve Aldrich defeated incumbent Lloyd Wasserman for the Precinct 1 seat.
I think the singular message that I got from people was that we needed to have the cities and the county work together collaboratively and collectively in a better way.
Aldrich will be joined by Nancy Berry, who received 63% of the vote to take over the Precinct 3 seat when Kenny Mallard retires.
I had parts of Bryan in this precinct that I had not known the individuals that I got to meet walking the neighborhood, and so that was fun. They care about what's going on in the county, and they're concerned about transportation and quality of life and economic development issues.
The only local candidate receiving more than 20,000 votes was Sheriff Chris Kirk. He was reelected to a sixth term with almost 90% of the vote in his first contested race since his first election 20 years ago.
I wasn't taking him for granted. You know, I wanted to run a race that I could be proud of and that let the people in Brazos County know that I was truly wanting to be their sheriff.
Most of the attention was on the Texas House District 14 primary as John Rainey defeated Jess Fields with 68% of the vote.
I think he had a rough time distinguishing himself from me in a positive manner, and I feel like that my long-term commitment to the community has paid off, and the voters appreciate what we have done for the last 4 years.
House District 12 incumbent Kyle Cassell is 3-for-3 in primary wins, receiving 70% of the vote over two opponents.
Our margins of victory in Limestone Falls and Robertson counties are tremendous. You know, obviously we live here in Brazos, and we've got a lot of friends that know us and want us to serve and help us a lot.
Congressman Bill Flores also defeated two primary opponents, held his victory party, then had to make a flight at 3:45 this morning for D.C.
My first meeting is to sit down with Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy to talk about the budget, because I lead the Republican Study Committee, and we have a different view of the budget than they do.
Voter turnout in Brazos County was more than 34,000 compared to almost 15,000 in the last presidential primary. And County Clerk Karen McQueen says the crowd seemed to like the option of going to any of 26 voting centers.
If there was a line in one place, they were able to pick another place, and I understand quite a few went away from their area, and especially students on campus, left campus, went to surrounding.
Interviews with McQueen and the local winners are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Among other statewide races, Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss declared victory. With 100% of precincts reporting now, the Secretary of State's office shows Strauss with 60% of the vote. The Bryan City Council and the company that has the option to buy 50 acres of city land in the Traditions development for $1 will be exploring other options. Mayor Jason Mayinsky says the council unanimously agreed to appoint a negotiating team of 3 members that will spend the next 90 days working with the Traditions Acquisition Partnership. One idea is creating more home lots by extending Club Drive west of Traditions Drive as a through street instead of making it a dead end.
It doesn't cost anything to extend an opportunity to talk about mutual possibilities that are beneficial to both entities. We are in partnership with TAP. You know, it's real easy to say, well, we'll just go ahead and give them the 50 acres. That was done by previous councils a long time ago. But there are opportunities to extend some infrastructure and potentially have multiple entrances in there. We have some of the surrounding property there that could be landlocked. So we can work together to benefit the whole city of Bryan.
Ben Hardiman will chair the city's negotiating team. Other members are Rafael Pena and Bubby Simank. A Bryan man who was arrested for drunk driving Monday night has 5 prior DWI convictions. Bryan police responded to a call that 59-year-old Waymond Hawkins left his house following an argument where he had been drinking heavily. According to the arrest report, Hawkins returned home and told police he had approximately 1 beer per hour between 10 in the morning and 11:30 that night. Another arrest for drunk driving with multiple convictions was made last weekend by a Brazos County deputy sheriff. According to the arrest report, the deputy was concerned with recent burglaries that a dually truck had parked multiple times around 3 in the morning near homes northeast of Bryan. After visiting with the driver and having him perform field tests, 49-year-old Duke Fulton of Hearn was arrested for DWI with 3 or more convictions. Both Hawkins and Fulton are out of jail after posting bond. An arrest was made this week from a drug-related robbery that took place down the street from the victim's College Station home last December. 19-year-old Christian Shepherd of College Station is one of four men accused of beating a man, then driving away with 100 bars of the prescription drug Xanax, which has a street value of at least $500. The victim was taken to the hospital where he received stitches to close two cuts to the bridge of his nose. Shepherd is out of jail after posting bond. No other arrests have been made. The early morning burglary of a Bryan business where a stolen truck was driven into the building caused an estimated $25,000 damage. Online at WTAW.com are photos released by Bryan police showing the suspects who took the safe from City Trends on South Texas. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time coming up on 8:39. It's 53 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet presents Brazos Valley Fashion Week, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. This fashion industry event will benefit the Fun for All playground for kids with special needs. Fashion retailers in the Brazos Valley display their latest collections in a series of runway shows with the help of designers from Lifetime's Project Runway. Most importantly, you can find out what's in and what's out for the season. For benefit tickets and more information, look for BVFW. That's Brazos Valley Fashion Week on Facebook.
Hey, it's 8:40. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the foundation repair leader for more than 30 years. In addition to doing that, they also do concrete, polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure is located over Arkansas this morning. It'll result in lots of sunshine for the region today. We'll find our temperatures between 70 and 75 this afternoon. High moves away tonight. We'll cloud up. It'll be breezy. May see a few showers overnight, 60. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, then clearing and warmer, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 50. Sunshine for Friday and warm, highs Friday 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kind of get a chance to relax a little bit this morning now after all that excitement from Bernie winning Brazos County.
Oh, man. His hairs must be standing on end.
I'm thinking that's probably right. I want you to think, I mean, again, put a bunch of people together, stand them up, you know, and you could probably pick out the four people who voted for Bernie. I'm just saying.
But that's not nice.
That's okay. They'll be drinking coffee today and talking about it a lot while they eat scones. So
we did it, Brazos County.
That's
we
right.
did it.
We did it. And he'll come visit us.
No, he won't.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Here's some shower thoughts for you this morning because we haven't done it in a while.
We have new shower thoughts of music.
It's good. I'm not doing Girl from Ipanema because that's recognizable. We need something that's just. This is music for thinking. That's all this is. This is music for thinking. I can't check the time because my watch is doing a software update. It's probably the most ridiculous thing I've said this week.
Now, you didn't say that.
No. I'm reading it. If you attempt to rob a bank, you won't have to worry about food or rent for the next 10 years or so if you're not successful.
Or if you are. Either way, win-win.
Oh, boy. I still use my college ID to get $2 off movie tickets 15 years after I graduated, so if I see 10,000 movies, my diploma will pretty much be paid for.
They still ask me at the movie theater, you got your student ID?
Yeah.
No.
When I unsubscribe from a newsletter and I get an email confirming that I've been unsubscribed, It makes me feel like that they needed to, you know, let me be the last one in the argument. Does that make sense? Because I'm doing that.
They had to get the last word in.
By the way, I just found out I'm not on the do not call list.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no kidding. Because I was starting to get calls from people, you know, all of a sudden. And I don't know, maybe it Maybe it ended March the 1st. I'm not sure. So go in there and look. You can. There's a website. It's a government website where you can do that. As a kid, I thought about being able to perfectly reproduce my signature would be a much bigger deal than it actually is. Mosquitoes are like dirty needles that can fly.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Procrastinating is just enjoying all the side quests in life whilst you delay the main quest story mission.
Oh, for all of our gamers.
That's right. There we go. I thought that was supposed to be a cleansing breath.
Okay. It was pretty cleansing for me.
Feel better now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else we've got that we haven't been able to look at today. Oh, you know, we were talking a little while ago about airplanes and all that kind of stuff and how, actually, the last couple of days we've had some pretty interesting, I guess, airline things. What can you do if your airline flight is canceled? Well, it depends on why. When you fly, you enter into a binding contract with the airline. It is called the contract of carriage. They used to print them on the back of those tickets when we got them. Not like you'd read that or not. It contains your rights and responsibilities for things like canceled flights. For example, if your flight is canceled or delayed, it's the airline's fault that the contract tells you what the airline will do about getting you a hotel room and meals. And if the cancellation is due to weather, you're pretty much out of luck. So just remember that. Airlines almost never offer passenger assistance due to any kind of weather problems. What happens if you miss your flight because you overslept or got stuck in traffic? Most airlines have an informal policy called the flat tire rule, which I don't think I knew about.
I thought you mentioned it a few weeks ago.
No, did I? Okay, maybe so. Usually they will try to put you on the next available flight. You know, the key word there is available.
Sure.
Not next.
Oh, they're not
going
to go out of their way, but they and you pretty much have to call if you really do have a flat tire, some sort of issue that's keeping you from the airport, call immediately.
Let them know ahead of time.
Yeah, you can't get there and say, "Hey, oh, I had a flat tire."
Yeah, dang. How's that working for you? Hello?
Well, it's about airplanes, but not airlines, but this weekend is that Collins Foundation planes at Easterwood.
Yes. Oh, the Aston Aviation.
That's kind of, I guess people can buy rides on those, right?
Yeah, the P-51, I believe the bombers.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, good, thanks. You doing that?
I'll tell you all about it Monday.
Okay. Aha! Yeah, there's not enough Dramamine for me, I'm just saying.
Oh, in a red hot, it's the second I saw it.
I understand. I knew when I saw that you'd be doing it. Okay, so what the hell's the deal with kale, right?
Exactly.
What's the deal with kale?
Yeah. Well,
thanks, Seinfeld.
The story goes the American Kale Association hired a publicist to help increase the appeal.
Oh, this is sounding like Portlandia.
Yeah, I know it is. Funny thing is, though, there's no American Kale Association.
Oh.
Whole thing was dreamed up by one person, Oberon Sinclair, who is a New York publicist.
And kale eater.
She single-handedly created the hype around kale, presumably because she likes it. Until 2012, kale was bought mostly by caterers, who would use it. You know what for?
Plate decoration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
It won't wilt.
And the other thing is people wouldn't need it, so you could use it again. Think about that.
If you had a scratch in the tabletop, you just buff it out.
That's right. Now, because of Oberon Sinclair, it is a hot vegetable that everybody is eating.
I can now say I've heard of a woman named Oberon.
There you are. But according to some people, kale ain't as great as some people think. First of all, it's got a lot of nutrients, right?
Oh, sure.
But so do a lot of other vegetables.
Name one.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
Any of this stuff. Look, eat peppers. Eat cabbage. Eat.
Are you talking about like bell peppers and whatnot?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Bell peppers are an interesting thing.
Go ahead.
All of them have all the colors.
Yes.
If you get a green one, it just hasn't turned red or orange or yellow or purple.
That's
yet.
That's exactly right.
I did not know that.
Really?
Last year was when I first found out.
I mean, that's, and well, again, you start talking, well, here's the
deal.
Well,
the varieties ripen at different times. Some of them will, you know, shrivel up before they ever get to the other colors, but they're all coated to have those colors at some point.
And it rushes them to market.
Uh-huh.
So you'd have to, you use less water, and so as a result, it, for instance, and so it takes less time to get them to market. And, you know, again,
which is why those stoplight bell peppers are so much more expensive than the green ones.
Right, exactly, yes. So anyhow. And, again, if you'll use red peppers or yellow peppers, they really do have more flavor than the green ones. But we've just kind of been raised on that.
Blech.
But the other thing is what they, I mean, now, one of the things that, Oberon Sinclair may have started this thing, but Oberon Sinclair was not responsible for getting people like Dole to go ahead.
Hello.
I'm going to punch that button right there.
You didn't on the do not call register.
Yeah,
did you?
Right there.
All right.
But what they did is they got Dole to start putting it in their prepackaged salads. I mean, you go, because I told you it was about 2 months ago. I said, well, I'll try that. No, no. If I needed to sandpaper the inside of my mouth, I'd have found something else. But but you go there, and you still go to the grocery store, and, ooh, kale mix. That looks so good.
No.
When I juice, 50% of what goes in there is usually kale.
Okay, that's a good way to get rid of it, right? You use it up, and you don't know it's there.
I know.
It's perfect. It's
the
fine.
Next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Well, today, as you might know, or you certainly should know, is Texas Independence Day. It's the 180th birthday of the Lone Star State, and we are so lucky to have right here in the Brazos Valley, the Washington on the Brazos State Park, where on March 2nd, 1836, 59 delegates met to make formal declaration of independence from Mexico. For the next 10 years, the Republic of Texas was, in fact, its own nation. No wonder why Washington on the Brazos calls itself where Texas became Texas. I'm going to quit talking about this now and let Kathy Nolte take over. Washington on the Brazos has been her workplace and her passion for 18 years.
I started here working part-time, doing a summer internship in 1996.
Now, we're going to profile Kathy Nolte later on a Bravo Brazos Valley, but now we're going to let her do what she does best, and that's tell you about Washington on the Brazos. And then later, we're going to tell you about what's going on this weekend to celebrate the 180th birthday of our state.
What's so significant about this site is that this is the location where in March of 1836, you had 59 men from across what was then the Mexican territory of Tejas, congregated at a small, unfinished wooden building in this frontier community known as Washington, and they declared independence from Mexico. This was a great thing. At that time, you had the Alamo, the Battle of the Alamo that was going on. You had, during the time period these men were here, Santa Ana started moving eastward. So you had the runaway scrape that took place where people were fleeing, worried about the advancing Mexican army. And then certainly post the events here, you had the Battle of San Jacinto where we won our independence. So here we declared independence. We developed an interim government. And we formed a constitution.
Now, this Saturday and Sunday, you really need to be at Washington on the Brazos to celebrate. Saturday, there's going to be a kids' zone, a wreath laying at 10 o'clock. The Aggie Band will perform at 10:30, 1:15, and 3:30. Musket and cannon firing, the play Birth of a Republic, 5 tours of Independence Hall, exhibits in the Star of Republic Museum. Same things on Sunday, except instead of the band, it'll be the Texas A&M Singing Cadets. And there'll be a ceremony recognizing the descendants of those 59 delegates.
So there's pretty much something here for everyone. We also have a great picnic area for people with a playground. We have some limited trails for people to walk. And it's a wonderful place to visit. We have a lot of folks that bring out-of-town guests here because it is an out-of-the-ordinary kind of experience.
Obviously, I don't have enough time to tell you everything that's going on, not only this weekend, but year-round at Washington on the Brazos State Park. But, How about this? There's a website. Try this one, wheretexasbecametexas.org. Wheretexasbecametexas.org. Happy 180th birthday, Texas. Why not celebrate it at Washington on the Brazos State Park? They're just off Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham on Park Road 12. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
There's a lot that goes into making your house a home. A little love, a little elbow grease, and sometimes we take for granted one of the most important parts of your home, the floor. The floor takes a lot of abuse. We spend the majority of our time walking on it. Your friends and family get to know each other on it, and your kids make memories playing on it. Call Zorneman Flooring today to make sure that your floor will stand up to the wear and tear of making new memories. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or visit zfloors.net.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 5 minutes till. Farmer in Ohio made his opinion of Donald Trump very public. Very public. Beef rancher Jerry Slankard spelled out the word "no Trump" in his field using cow manure. And he did it using letters big enough for overhead aircraft to see.
Oh, I got to find this.
Yeah. His wife, Judy, equally unimpressed with Trump, talking about the most recent debate. 9 out of 10 things that Trump said is a lie. So, there you are. This is interesting. It's Indonesia. I mean, it's another part of the world and all that. If every country dealt with drug dealers the way they do there, well, the drug problem could be very different. They are not only considering putting them in isolated prisons guarded by tigers, crocodiles, and piranha, they're also considering force-feeding their own drugs until they die.
Oh, goodness.
Holy cow.
Okay, excuse me.
What?
Do drugs not kill people?
No. Wait, that's it's a really interesting way to get to killing people with drugs.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
What, does this give them a little fun first?
No. If somebody kills someone in a horrific way, I'm not opposed to having them killed that way.
Eye for an eye.
Yeah, kind of. The way I feel about it.
Okay.
I mean, we start talking about cruel and unusual punishment? How about cruel and unusual crimes? Cruel and unusual murder? I know. We're not agreeing. That's fine.
No, I just... Yeah. Seems a little graphic to me.
Yeah. And drug death is not graphic.
Can you imagine if they just decided that cigarettes were illegal, how long it would take you to sit there and go through the whole carton?
You know, well, we should have put this music behind it while we were talking about it. So you talk about something horrible and you put pleasant music behind it, it sounds so much better, doesn't it?
It's like 1984.
That was bad programming on my part. I should have had happy music behind it while we were talking about this.
So they'll make them take drugs till they die.
Exactly. I'm just saying. Okay.
We won't let you chase the dragon. We'll make the dragon chase you. Yeah.
Was that a UFO that was spotted over Scotland on Monday night?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? What was it?
I don't know.
A witness is across... Now he's just going to be a contrarian, isn't he?
No, I'm
the contrarian. Witnesses across Scotland and northern England reported seeing a bright blue-green fireball in the sky accompanied by a loud bang.
Oh, it's probably a meteor.
Yeah, Bill Addison called it a big, bright, electric blue spark. But scientists say it probably wasn't a spaceship. Yeah, more likely to be something about the size of a tennis ball burning up as it comes through the atmosphere. But, you know, if you're the one who sees it, you want it to be UFOs.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Portland, our favorite place, Portland, Oregon. They were so excited, they got this brand-new Sellwood Bridge, really opened up hours ahead of schedule, late Monday night. And what they did is they had an area for bicyclists, and they put up these concrete barriers, which we've seen around here whenever you know, do that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, about 4 inches narrower than a truck.
Oh.
And sure enough, a truck, a driver, drove his truck in and got it wedged between the wall and the concrete barrier. He leaves his keys in the truck and runs away, I guess, because they think they won't be able to find him because he took his keys with him. And there's video out there that's available for you to see them.
Of them lifting the truck? Yeah,
remove the barrier and then use a forklift to take the truck and safely put it on the road where it belongs.
Just you know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark from Sovac City. Did you know that if you have that crafty neck and you really want to get out and put some bling on something, Sovac City is the place that you need to be. Sovac City, we've got embroidery machines starting at only $4.99. Decorate up what you want to. We have artistic software where you can actually bling out those items and really give them a pop. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
And I understand, based on my comments in the last 3 minutes, I will.